If I had not had the vision before the purpose, I wouldn't have believed the purpose was accurate or possible. Something activated within me on that run around the lake. Somehow, despite the pain and my dread towards running, I became intrigued with it. I began to see potential in myself I hadn't seen before. There began an inkling of curiosity to see why God had given me the vision and desire to run around the lake. After that moment with God on the couch, everything changed. I no longer saw my purpose as one day playing professional baseball. My purpose, on my way to running with the best guys in the world and loving others through running, was to run and nurture the talent God had put inside me. Not only did what I do change, but also who I was changed. I went from a typical middle school boy, dabbling in this and that, trying to be cool and just get by in school, to a driven, disciplined, and focused athlete. I never lived my life the same way again. My goals changed. My desires changed. My friends changed. How I went about my life and how I spent my time changed. That day, I began an adventure with God that lasted 20 years before it evolved into a new season of life. People often ask me if I was surprised to make Olympic teams and set American records, and my answer is always no, because God told me where I was going from the very beginning. That day, God gave me a belief that I was designed for a mission. One of my favorite movies is I, Robot, for the reason that at the climax of the movie, spoiler alert, the main character, a robot named Sonny, realizes that his creator, a scientist, designed him to help save the world. Once Sonny realizes his purpose, he is able to carry out his mission because he realizes that his designer gave him everything he needed to fulfill it when he created him. In the same way, I believe that we each have a mission to accomplish and that we have been designed in such a way that we are not lacking anything to accomplish it. Everything we need is already inside of us. We just have to find it and figure out how to cultivate it. Having purpose is important because the road is hard. My purpose sustained me through years and years of gut-wrenching lows, disappointments, and heartache. My purpose gave me the courage to get back up every time I stumbled because I knew I hadn't yet lived out the mission I was designed to carry out. It's as if my purpose was calling me forward, like a magnet pulling me toward accomplishing what I needed to when my strength was weak. I believe that God has given all of us a purpose, a calling, a mission, whatever terminology you prefer. He has given each of us our own promised land to enter the same way He created the promised land for Israel to enter. He might not have communicated our purpose through an audible voice, a flash of lightning, or a vivid vision, but because God is the ultimate Father, I believe that He wants to show us what we were created for more than we want to find it. So He is going to reveal to us that purpose. Our job is simply to watch for it and act on it. Sometimes God ignites a dead desire within us. At other times, He gives us a set of skills and abilities that allows us to do something only we could do, as was the case for Sonny in iRobot. I know Sonny is just a character in a movie, but I have felt the same sensation. When I found what I was created to do, suddenly my life made sense, and what seemed impossible became possible. God created us to go after the seemingly impossible because He designed us with a purpose in mind. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them." Maybe you already know what you were created to do. Maybe you haven't yet discovered your purpose. Or maybe your purpose in one season of your life is shifting to a different purpose in a new season. It may take some dialogue with God and with people in your life to figure out what He has created you to do. I am now in a season of figuring out what's in the next season after retiring from professional running a little more than 3 years.